That's how we vote.
Let's move into the other room.
Yeah, let's move in more comfortable.
Completely damaged your trust.
I think we should want to go along.
Yeah, a little more space, yeah.
That's fine.
Because it's usually the first order of business to add or delete items from the agenda.
No, but with open meeting law, there's rules and then there's the ways things should be done.
I'm talking about the rules, which
is pretty closed. And we're trying to be open. We're trying to change our behavior from before about hiding things and not doing things secretly. And so we all came in to see what's new, and if anybody has anything to say, it's a good time for them to say it.
I would expect people came in because there was a possible hiring decision. There will not be a motion or a second or discussion. And for special meetings, public comment is limited to discussion of the business before the board.
Okay, maybe somebody has something they'd like to say about the business before the board, which is the hiring.
That may be, but there's no space for public comment.
That's insane.
I have a question about the hiring decision to not make a hiring tonight. What is the timeframe of the hiring decision?
We made no decision to hire tonight.
He wasn't able to finish his question.
You made no decision to hire at any point in the future? In other words, what was your decision regarding hiring?
That we will announce a special meeting to continue the executive session. I should add one thing, because you mentioned like, what did you do? We interviewed 3 candidates.
So what's the next special meeting for?
The next special meeting is for a hiring decision.
Well, it's for further discussion with possible hiring, right?
Thank you, Lamar.
Yeah.
And so I just wanted to add that this is a big decision and we all feel that, you know, we need to consider it more before we didn't want to rush into anything.
Because the interviews just happened this evening and there was only a few minutes between the last interview and when I had announced the 8 p.m. start for the public session.
Can you give the name of the candidate?
No, ma'am. That is not done.
It is, okay.
Were these interviews in person?
There's a lot of questions here and I am going to be a little picky about answering them. Can you say this again, Marty?
Were the interviews in person?
Yes, they were.
So people actually came in and sat before you and answered questions.
And asked questions.
Resumes. So that you could evaluate their resumes.
It was interviews. You had
yes.
Your hand up?
Who was present from the board for the interviews?
The 5 members of the board.
When did the interviews take place?
Just now.
Just this evening.
This evening.
Today? Okay.
From 5, we went into, the agenda says it, called to order at 5 o'clock. The precise minute is, Grace has it. And then we move to enter executive session. And then after executive session, we move to exit executive session. However, the last item on the agenda, hiring motion, hiring decision possible motion, second discussion, will not be taking place this evening.
So when's the next special meeting?
The 11th at 5 p.m.
And
July 11th, 5 p.m.
The decision was made not to decide because of.
I'm sorry?
It was time. Barbara, time. We wanted more time.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. The overwhelming sense from the board was wanting more time.
We've collected a lot of material from each of the candidates. And we want to make sure that the board members, each board member has enough time to sit with that information and really go through all of the things that have been gathered from each person. Both written questions, resumes, and tonight's in person. So it's been just quite a lot.
One more clarification. It was my decision to say, to come out and announce to you that there was no space on the agenda for public comment. The board disagreed vociferously?
Vehemently.
Vociferously also.
We'll use two V words, and I believe that I was correct in my decision, technically, and practically, incorrect.
Yeah.
Mark?
Scott?
To be or not to be. The candidates, were they people that you approached or people that responded to an ad or something? I'm delighted to hear that there's three candidates and hopefully maybe qualified candidates. But I'm curious if they, because didn't you put an ad advertising?
Put out
so was it a response to that, or did you have maybe, oh, this person might be good, did you reach out to potential candidates? I'm just curious how we got three candidates.
All three candidates were ones that were responding to the advertising.
Okay.
No one we tried to recruit.
Okay.
Clarification type questions, I think, are helpful. I defer to my fellow board members for that point of view. So, are there, Sue?
What's the big rush to get somebody in before the next regular meeting? Why have all these special meetings?
Because we've been without a director for 8 months. And
yes,
the feeling is that the library needs a director.
And instead of having you resign and reinstate Lindsay, you want to get somebody new in and try and train them. I'm serious.
I'm serious about the board doing its job.
I mean, we've got an excellent director right here.
We'll make sure the bills are paid on time.
Oh, Jesus. And the internet works.
Okay, so it's this kind of thing that I'm sorry, but we can do without.
Yeah.
Are there other questions for clarification towards the realm of transparency versus opinion voicing?
Harley, I know you're uncomfortable
Marty, you're
with this conversation.
Marty, no. You're not recognized. I would recognize you by name. Can I say which isn't?
Is the Pope to make a decision on July 1 then?
That is my hope and dream, fondest hopes and wildest dreams. Was there another question over here, Marty?
Make sure you get that.
Yes, I know you're uncomfortable with broaching this topic, but it keeps going back to you had a director.
This is not something I will be entertaining at the time because it is not business before the board at this time.
It is.
There is no business that the board is discussing at this time except adjournment.
That's all you want to talk about is getting out of here?
The next business of the board will be adjournment. You are given the courtesy of being asked clarification questions, and if they sound to me like, and the voice I hear from the board is transparency, 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 I will make an effort or ask the fellow board members to make an effort to answer them. But I will not entertain other avenues of discussion. Are there any other clarification questions or transparency questions, Lindsay?
Yeah, why are you choosing not to have a public comment session in a special meeting, which is an open meeting? And if you choose to not have a public comment section, which allows anyone to say whatever they would like to say, you are in direct violation of open meeting law.
Because that is not true. You might read the open meeting law to find where you have made incorrect assumptions about what open meeting law says. Please avail yourself of that opportunity.
Could you read it for me?
Please do your research offline.
And so
you could have an agenda.
Other questions? Yes, sir.
You could have an open meeting law.
I'm just trying. This is the first meeting that I've come to, but as I understand it, a hiring decision was made to postpone the hiring decision until next week.
Right.
And now there is public comment on that decision to postpone the hiring decision until next week.
We made no decision.
You
no
made a decision to hire an expert. You just said.
We did agree on a time for the next special meeting.
And you said that in that meeting, your hope was to hire someone. That is a hiring decision, is it not?
At that meeting, it will be a hiring decision, possibly.
But you've talked about it in this meeting already to make the decision.
I think that's a very valid point.
Right. We have made no decision to hire at this meeting.
But the hiring decision is to decide.
That was the only topic of this special meeting.
Let me just, may I understand? What you're saying, if I'm hearing you correctly, is that...
I'm saying it very clearly.
Yeah.
No decision was made.
May I just interject here? Could we please be a little bit more polite and not be treated like five-year-olds by the chairman?
Okay. My question basically is not the decision to hire on July 11th a hiring decision?
No.
Can I ask a clarifying question? So... the intention is to have another meeting so that the board has more time. So I see what you're saying, that there's a decision that has been made to have another meeting, but I don't necessarily agree that it's a hiring decision. So I'm trying to understand what you're saying.
What I'm hearing, okay, and again, yeah. I'm new to this discussion, is that some people here are concerned about the pace, okay? Having waited 8 months, it's now very sudden and urgent. Mm. Instead of 8 months, well, why not 9, 10, or 11 months, for example. And that's what I'm hearing people say. And then if a hiring decision is made to make it urgent on the 11th, then is not public comment on that to further clarify this feeling that people have that there's rushing as opposed to more time to discuss and to understand what are the needs and what are the criteria and what are the, you know, all those points. That's what I'm trying to grasp.
Thank you.
Because I feel like it seems like awfully shut down, and open discussion I think is probably good.
That's a very good point, and especially, I mean, I don't... Why don't we just wait for the next regular meeting in August? And also, I think it would benefit the board to discuss putting things in place to prevent us from going through some of the stuff we've gone through, ahead of time, not retroactively. Mm. And we haven't really done that yet. We haven't come up with what. I'm sorry.
No, you're...
Like an evaluation system, like a method of communication between the board, and I know that you're the conduit between, you represent the board with the director, but just set up into place, like evaluation and timelines and regular meetings of communication and how things are going to, how the governance will happen, there's the board, then there's the chair, there's the director, there are volunteers. Like, I think all those things need to be very crystal clear for everyone to see, to give everybody a little more comfort, including any potential employees, past or present. Does that make sense to you?
That does make sense to me.
Catherine?
But I feel like there's a bit of a... I feel like we were moving toward that in the...
but it did feel
meeting.
Panicked, like
no,
rushed.
But in the June meeting when we were talking policies.
Yeah.
And it felt like we were trying to, move towards policies. But within the public comment, it seemed like people were frustrated that we needed to wait for policies until we had a director. Well, so it feels like cart before
policies
horse.
Policies are different
cart,
than...
And it feels like... But procedurally, too. It feels like when we take a step to move towards having more more checks and balances in place, then we're corrected by when people say, but you don't have a director to advise you. So it feels like, how do we move forward when we can't move forward because we don't have a director, but we need to move forward? It's like...
When you're okay.
So, do you see what I'm saying?
I see exactly what you're saying, and I agree with everything except for the one thing that we're charged with now is to hire a new director.
Yes.
So, if we're going to be hiring a director, what do we have in place that is a lot more clear and professional than what was in place?
Right.
Why not just work on that alone? Which is, and then once you have your director, I 100% agree that we should do that hand in hand with an evaluation of our, what were we talking about? from 2019 that have
the strategic plan.
The strategic plan, yes. And everything else that's going to happen. But for this right now, the most, you know, the pressing thing in front of us is the hiring of a director and or a lawsuit that may or may not be filed. Right, those are the things that are looming over us and that we're dealing with. But if I think to make a decision of hiring somebody new in this environment, we want to make it as clear and open as possible.
Agreed. Thank you.
I want to make sure our hiring process follows the usual procedures of hiring process. So there's some aspects of it that actually aren't open and clear.
Well, I'm not just talking about the process, but I'm talking about having, I'm not just talking about process, I'm also talking about having things in place, like communication methods in place of a very clear overview of who is in charge of what and how those things are evaluated and how those things are managed.
And you don't think those things in place in what part of this sequence for hiring?
I think that we should have something in place for how our board interfaces with a new director and with evaluation and expectation of job description. I mean, all of it. I think that that is what should be our focus, and I think we do need a little bit more time to get those things clearly understood.
I feel like our job description is really strong. The job description that we are offering is very strong. And, you know, I feel like that is that stands up by itself. But I do agree that there are places where, you know, different checks and balances, such as, like, policies that a director needs to have in order to know how we operate,
uh-huh.
You know, attendance policies or
mm-hmm.
sick leave policy or...
And not just policy, but how you actually...
Right.
Qualify that. Like, how do you quantify and qualify it? So
I mean,
if
that's
you have
I mean, that's a policy. You know, like, so, like, a... sorry, what is it? Payroll. You know, like, not payroll.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, like, what the time... Like, a punch card. Like, what the modern version of that would be.
Yeah.
You know, like, how that...
Right.
So that hours being tracked and...
for all of
so that,
for
so
all
that
paid
is,
employees.
For all paid employees.
Right.
Things are clear. Because right now, we have been deficient for...
Still are.
Forever.
Yeah.
And still are. So, you know, there's a lot of things that I agree with you on that. But it's going to be, again, with my question of cart before horse or horse before cart. You know, like, do you... these policies have not been here for the 24-year history of this library. These procedures have not been here. So it's like... Talking about the idea that things are happening in an expedient manner that are seen rushed is true, but it's like we can't rush that either. We can't just like throw up policies to satisfy that need now.
Again,
so,
not all the policies, Joni, but the ones that are particularly the ones that got us into the trouble that we're in.
Heard. Yes.
So like let's just say just a few.
Yes.
Just a few. Just like specifically
the ones
to help us. Get out of this situation moving forward.
Yes, but I feel like we also, I feel like I want to just make sure that we're not rushing that. This, like those, that we're not, I want to take the same caution that you took
mm-hmm.
a few moments ago with hiring as we do with policy creation. I want to make sure that we are being mindful as we move forward in the entire process so that we're not moving in jerks and starts in any way, that we are moving wholly, intentionally, thoughtfully,
uh-huh.
forward.
Yeah.
I think everybody would agree with that.
Steve, you mentioned a notice of claim on Ranger's behalf.
I did not mention a notice of claim.
Okay. Has there been a notice of claim?
I don't know. I've not been made aware of it. I want to summarize Lauren's point and respond to it.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry, can you please give him a moment?
Well, no, I don't know why he would summarize anybody's. I mean,
but maybe he's, because
your
sometimes in speaking for somebody, sometimes speaking and responding means that he could
just listen and
so can we give him a moment? Can we give him a moment of grace? Thank you.
Well, you know why I'm
Yes, of course.
The hiring process is time consuming. We have a need to hire someone. We have three solid candidates. And we do not want to go backwards and lose the candidates we have. I want to finish the decision. People need more time to look at some of the materials. That seems reasonable. We will meet again on July 11th at 5 o'clock to finish our hiring process for a new library director.
Is this only up to you, or is it up to the other board members to get any say?
No, I'm sorry, you're right, Sue. We will try to finish this process on July 11th.
Why on July 11th is what I'm saying, Harley. Don't they get a...
Because that's the meeting time that was the first available meeting time for a special meeting.
Harley, we had to schedule. You're not summarizing anything. You said you were going to summarize Lauren. I didn't like the idea, and then you ended up not summarizing Lauren anyway. So you just went off on your own thing. So if you want to go off on your own thing and say it, then that's it. But, you know, what?
If I heard Lauren correctly, yeah. Lauren raised the query of why not the regular meeting in August.
If I heard that correctly.
That was part of it, yeah.
So a summary of Lauren would say that that's a possibility, the regular meeting in August.
Sure.
We have been 8 months without a director. The library needs a director. And if we delay to August, then how many more delays will there be after that? We have all the information we need to make a hiring decision. There is no other information out there. We had collectively, but not everybody received one specific document. So everyone will have the same information. There is no other information needed to make a decision. Therefore, there is no reason to wait to make the decision.
Okay.
We have three candidates, and we have a need for a library director.
Okay, so no one denies that we need a library director. We've waited 8 months. I think 5 days, I'm now feeling unsettled and unprepared. I feel rushed now. So I would like the opportunity to wait for our August meeting, and during that time, I would like to gather some of the thoughts that I've thought about and put something together so that you understand more specifically. No, I'm not.
I'm listening.
I think we have three great candidates. I don't think we're gonna lose anybody. I don't think that's a risk, but if it is, you can't control everything. But I think that even just thinking about, I think the job description is good, but maybe putting some things in that, I mean, whether it's time or how are you now keeping record keeping the time? Is it, like, how does Nina and how do Adele and Nina keep their record time? Do you guys know?
I think they report just directly to Julie Mack their time. And so
we need something better than that.
We need something better than that, yes.
And I mean, I think that...
Okay, I hear you, but can I say something?
Mm-hmm.
Today is July 5th.
Yeah.
Our next meeting is August 13th.
Yep.
That is five weeks between now and then. And I'm not saying that... It's a piece. It's a minute.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is that I hear that you would like...
So we need 2 days to warn a special meeting. Yeah. I'd like to at least postpone you get back from your trip. I feel right now that the idea of the 11th, I have so much going on with the holiday, with the restaurant. I mean, and you're going away. I want to really think about this. I want to be very thoughtful about just the amount of energy that is in this room right now.
It's a big deal.
It is a big deal. We've been carrying this, and it's hard on everybody, and we've been carrying it for a long time. And I would just feel better with a little bit more time, even if it's just after your return, Joni. And we need 48 hours to warn a meeting. So it's not like we have to decide tonight. If it's before the 13th of August. Is that what you said it was?
24 hours to warn a special
meeting. Okay, perfect. 24 hours. Even better.
I would entertain a motion to set our next special meeting on July 11th at 5 p.m. Will anybody make that motion? I'll make the motion to have the next special meeting July 11th at 5 p.m. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
The board chair shouldn't be making a motion. The board chair should not be making a motion.
It's not true.
Okay.
Yeah, it is true.
Read the rules of procedure, please.
Well, okay, hold on. Can we, just a second, I'm going to redact that real quick. I hear Lauren saying that she would like more time.
5 days to read two pages?
And to really...
It's not 5 days to read two pages, Harley. It's more than reading two pages, Harley. And I have to work a lot of hours, and I'm very tired. I'd like to actually contemplate.
You voted against hiring someone.
Harley.
Was that executive session?
Harley.
No.
Okay,
just checking.
What are you referring to now when I'm asking about contemplation and thinking about making this decision going forward and wanting more than 5 days?
Because I believe further delays hurt the library.
So you're saying that I have a conflict of interest? Is that what you're suggesting?
No,
by not
no.
By whatever my vote was?
No.
I don't understand. What was his... Did you hear what he said?
I did. So, he was saying,
so what did he mean by that?
He meant by that was when we voted in the June meeting to move forward with hiring a director, we had a...
But what is that relevant for now? I mean, I'm a board member with equal voice.
I'm not weighing what he's saying, but I'm explaining what he meant for clarity.
Don't.
Well, it didn't make me feel good, Harley.
Is there a second?
May I ask a clarifying question to you?
Of course.
I
don't want to be like that.
Okay, well, maybe you can be. We can meet in the middle. If not the 11th, what about the 16th? Would waiting that amount of time
probably, yeah,
make you feel better?
I'm not looking at what day of the week is.
It's a Tuesday.
Yeah, that's better for me actually than a Wednesday or Thursday.
So my questioning is colored by the fact that I've been in a restaurant industry during
the holiday
these weeks, and I know what this is like, and I know so. I'm not saying that this is what needs to happen, but I'm saying would that be more amenable to you?
It would be. Thank you.
Okay.
A lot.
Could that be amenable to you to not wait until the August meeting, because that is so far, but to give more space between tonight's meeting and the next special meeting? So instead of meeting on the 11th, meeting on the 16th. So there's 5 more days. Yes, it is. It gives us 10 days, which I know you feel like this decision should be cut and dry. But for those people who may not feel that way, are you agreeable to 5 more days?
Well, first, because my motion didn't get a second, the motion is kaput. Is there another motion?
I make a motion to have the next special meeting at 5 o'clock on June 16th. July 16th, Tuesday, July 16th.
I'll second that.
Let me double check that.
Thank you, Lauren. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you, Lauren, for pushing that through. No, that was meant to be positive. I tried.
That was a good discussion.
Did you have your hand, Monica?
Yes. First of all, I'd like to say when you came out of that door and said the meeting was canceled.
No, I didn't say that.
You're not going to have public meeting. That was an insult to everybody who took the time out to do their civic duty to come here and to listen or make their statements publicly of their concerns of what's happening at the library. I think there's no trust left in this library board because you have consistently lied about a number of issues here, and you have this gibberish about you can't even understand what is going on in these meetings. It's a matter of trust. People voted to put you in this position to trust the board to do the right thing, and they missed out on the first one by firing the original librarian without informing the public why. Days before she, after she got the raise.
It is this repetition of points that have been made before.
But it's frustrating to leave up.
At this meeting.
Monica? Monica, can
I? I just did.
Monica?
I think you have, no, you have.
This is not open public comment.
We have no trust in this board.
This is about the subject of hiring.
Monica?
Is there more?
May I?
Clarification.
Yeah, you go on and on and on, and nobody can understand what you're saying.
You can't understand me?
No, no.
Then please ask me clarifying questions, because I really want to be understood.
You go on and on and on about this hiring process. You haven't resolved the issues that you made a mess of, that the public is frustrated with, because you haven't been honest. You're not trustworthy anymore. You don't know how to run a board. You've missed payments on your internet. You're spending public money on lawyers, and you haven't been honest. There's no trust anymore. This United States of America, we elect board members, select board in community, we trust in your ability to do things. And you've completely made a mess of everything. That's why you have this public here. We can't understand your reasoning. There's no common sense. You haven't, how can you go forward hiring a new librarian when you haven't settled what you made a mess of before without resolving that issue by remediation, by sitting down at a table and discussing what happened and make a decision on that before you move forward on new business? You're leaving like a snowball of stuff that frustrates this community, and there is no trust. And in order to have a perfect union, you put trust in the people you hire or vote for. And if that is violated, and you see that the nonsense is going on, what? How do you live? You create chaos. Chaos, and this is what this is. There's no decision to make. You just go on and on and on, and you first have to resolve your mess that you made before. And we come, we spend our time to come to these meetings to resolve, to find solutions. But it doesn't seem that way at all. And it's very sad for this community to be put in this position. It's very sad.
So you made a statement at the beginning saying you didn't know why the former director was dismissed, correct?
Yes.
So there's a lack of information that you're basing everything else on.
I don't want to hear that. I want to know
why. I know you don't want to hear
it. I want to know why she was fired. And that's the frustration.
I was going to say that. Have you, with so much respect, have you asked Lindsay?
There is no respect here. You
there
came
is.
Out and said there's no public discussion when you say there's an 8
Did
o'clock
you notice,
meeting.
Excuse me. We invited you in.
You did? Well,
no. Hold on. Yes, we did.
No, you did not. You said the meeting is
no.
canceled.
You're
one,
in here. How
do
you
one member. Monica.
Open the door.
Because the rest of... One member said that, did you hear Harley say that it was his decision?
I don't want to get into this discussion.
Yes, you do.
No, I do not.
Well, Monica, that matters, though, because
that does
the
matter.
Rest of the board wanted everyone to come in. Okay.
That does matter.
We were told not to come in.
Only by one board member who
okay,
took
so
responsibility.
He said
and he took responsibility for it.
Yeah.
And but.
That is really an insult to all these
I hear you. I've heard that you were insulted.
That's insulting.
I apologize for the insult.
It's not a library. It's not Congress. It's not the Senate. This is a library for the community. Remember that. You're not some big shot with lots of power.
We are volunteers who are putting in
yes,
so much time.
Wait a minute. I'm a big shot.
Every month.
If you ran your board
I am not my children.
Do you mind if I do that? I should have used it before I touched you. I'm sorry.
You are
seats at a time.
Josiah.
This meeting is in recess.
No.
For 2 minutes. 2 minutes. This meeting is in recess.
I can see my kids. I'm leaving 10 days tomorrow.
Yeah.
I need to get my
children. Can we end this now? Right?
Because
that's
we are trying to hear you. We are trying to do better and we are trying to hear you. But when this is what public comment looks like, this makes it so that...
We're in recess. And Joni, all of us have been volunteers in 100 different ways. And we know.
Were you screened at every month for 8 months?
No, but I never fired somebody for no reason.
There were reasons.
Yeah, but they were your reasons. And I put air quotes around them.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well,
2 minutes.
Can we just adjourn? I don't know. Can we?
This is why I did not want to have this.
I hear that,
but that doesn't make it right.
This is what
it is uncomfortable.
Like.
It's no fun.
Ugly. This is what the healing process looks like.
Yeah.
It's messy and it's ugly, and we have to get through this as a community in order to come on the other side.
This is not a healing process.
This is
part of the healing.
Yes, it is, because do you know why? Because we are all hearing each other, and we are in the soup together.
Until you explain to everybody, including Lindsay, why
we cannot, Marty. We cannot. Because it is
her personal. Hold on, Joni. Take a breath. Hold on. It's okay. Listen, take a deep breath. But Marty, it's true. If we could, and you know I'm the newest member on the board.
Yes.
If we could tell you, we would. We can't. I wish we could, we can't. So right now, this is still, all of you being here, sitting in a circle, this is part of the healing process, and I appreciate everyone being here. I say it every month, I say it every meeting, I will continue to say it. This is part of the process, and we are trying to make progress.
But Joni just said that Lindsay knows why she was fired,
she
and that is not
that.
Marty, hold on. That's all hearsay also. So let's just not yell at one another. Let's just not put words in other people's mouths. We can't
recognize you.
Everyone is talking about me.
Yes.
My name is Lindsay Barnes. And I can tell you that I was never told by the library board why I was dismissed. Nobody ever told me why. I got an email saying that I was dismissed effective immediately. To this date, the library board has never told me why I was dismissed. So for anyone on the board to insinuate that I know why and that any of the members should be asking me is inaccurate and ill-informed.
That's true.
Okay, I hear you.
I will say that Lindsay was not told by me in that email why. That is not done when you're firing someone. I'm saying that Lindsay knows why, and if you find it credible that she does not, that is up to you.
Well,
you didn't tell her why, Harley. You didn't.
That is not done when you're firing someone.
No, we do
it for all the people. What is that saying?
I don't know. I think that with open meeting law. Hey guys, let's be civil. Please, everyone, please just keep our voice so that we can actually communicate. Let's just try to take some deep breaths together and relax so that everyone can, if they have a point, because all of us want to get home because we're tired. Not all of us, but I know some of us want to get home. We're really tired, but you all have a right to say something if you want to say it. So I think that if you haven't said anything, if you want to make a different point, or if you haven't spoken yet, please do it now so that we can wrap it up.
Okay, this is a quick one. She wasn't out of town, she was home. Okay.
What I'm hearing is that the hiring decision to hire now, there is some dissatisfaction in the community about a hiring decision being made without first resolving through some kind of mediation process, sitting at the table talking.
True.
I gather that that's been made complicated by the entry of lawyers rather than mere mediation. But certainly if there was a way to withdraw the lawyers and allow mediation, that could be a way forward.
Yeah.
But I do hear the public saying that without that being discussed more fully, it will be very difficult to heal and to move on to a hiring decision, that the public feels that the hiring decision is rushed until that prior decision is discussed and understood.
And that's an excellent reflection, Mr. Turner. And I can say, as the newest board member, I was not a board member when Lindsay was fired. I agree with that strategy, but my other fellow board members who were a part of the board at the time and have had a different experience and do not want to pursue mediation. So that's their decision, and that this is the step forward that we're going. That's all public. That's not, that none of that is not public.
Yeah.
But Scott McChesney, did you want to say something?
Yeah, a couple of things. One of the things I was just listening to the back and forth, like July 11th, we're going to make a decision. Lauren, you were saying, shouldn't we have a step in this process before that decision's made and make sure the framework is there on what the arrangement is with this employee that we're hiring so we don't get into this again and all that. And I just, in hearing that, I want to get this done from Harley, understandably, and wait a second, I'm feeling like we don't have everything in place from you, Lauren. I just wonder if, even though July 11th, I know you're busy, but maybe you should take that original plan time and have a meeting about let's get stuff in place to make you more comfortable so you're better prepared for the then soon following special meeting that's going to be before August, like you already have set up to talk about the three candidates. But to have this stuff in place where everyone's comfortable with it, because if everyone's not comfortable and you don't have a clear kind of arrangement, then it's just going to keep snowballing. And I hate to see this fighting. There's nothing. We're not gaining anything, And Harley, we stopped by the other day, dropped some books up, and he's in there sorting books, sweating his ass off. I mean, you're working hard,
glowing,
and you guys are all on the board, and all of your time. I know from being on the school board, and as you said, we've all volunteered.
Yeah.
This is a lot of time and a lot of work, and it's just we do need to start the healing, but there needs to be some kind of a. Lauren is trying to say, I want to have this stuff in place where I understand it before I can be ready to make a decision on hiring.
Sure.
So if you want to do it quickly, do that first, and then it just we gotta listen to each other a little bit.
That sounds like a good
compromise.
Putting
a lot of work in here, and I just I hate to see this fighting. It's not who we are in politics. So come on. Yeah.
Not sure of putting the framework in place. You mentioned the thing snowballing, and I'm not quite seeing that. Or I didn't quite track that part. But if I understand you correctly, the 9-4, hey, how are we going to manage the relationship between the library director so that we don't have similar kinds of situations arise on the 9th? And meet then for the hiring on the 16th. So if I heard that correctly,
sometimes we're not organizing things, and this is a shitstorm we've been in for months.
Can we adjourn now?
Almost.
Hold on. So, can I make a motion that we meet? What was the date? The secondary date? Was
the 16th?
We meet the 16th. To reconvene, to talk about these things, and then you said it's only 24-hour notice for a special meeting. So theoretically, if we were to come together and just talk about some of those points, some more clarity, it's a compromise, and then we can make a decision from there. It doesn't necessarily mean that we're making the decision to hire, but that we get together again, like Scott said, to go over some of the things that I'm feeling vulnerable about, and then we can make a decision at that meeting. As quickly or as long as we want.
Wait,
it's a
can
step.
I clarify?
Oh yeah, that was a really long
the
motion.
The 16th? We already, Harley, can I just,
thanks.
I'm trying to clarify?
No, well the motion before.
The motion passed, so we.
But is that just to meet?
Does it have an agenda attached to it?
Well, not yet, but great. Executive session.
Okay, good.
And then, so now you're saying...
So I'm saying, can we go to bed?
Yeah, but Lauren, so are you saying then we could, if we decide to also meet the 11th, 24 hour?
I would prefer to just meet the 16th because the 11th is going to be really hard for me. I should have been more clear about that originally.
Can we just keep it at 16th?
Please.
Yeah, okay.
But the agenda you're referring to would be to work out the management things. Do you feel
and also discuss the candidates.
And how long of a period of time of discussion?
I'm sorry?
Do you think that's tractable to do that in an evening meeting if we're very concrete about what we need to do to make it so that when the director is brought in, things are clear, right?
Well, that's the intention. And yes, so, but I can't answer that. Definitively, obviously, but that would be
definitively, thumb,
right.
That's good. If we have that in place and then we discuss the candidates, do you envision us being able to make a hiring decision at that point? Since the information we're providing is to ensure the success of the director when they're brought in, can we also make the hiring decision?
Well, I think that it's a two-part process, so that we would come together and discuss some of the stuff that I'm talking about, mm-hmm. and then if we all are in agreement, then you could move on to the next phase. But I think it's one step at a time.
We take the first step and take this.
So Harley, I don't want to commit to saying that I could do both in one night.
We need to have an agenda.
Well, I guess you could say, like you did tonight, it's a possibility, but it means it might not happen as well. I don't...
Okay. Yep. Got it.
Isn't that what tonight's agenda said?
That we agreed on.
I think, though, if an agenda item... We can't get halfway through the meeting and either say, yes, we want to move on to this next agenda item, or no, we don't. We don't have time. Correct?
Well, what did we do tonight? Because how was the word?
No,
tonight?
It was
worded possible.
So just
no,
put possible.
But, okay.
Yeah, I think that works.
Grace, you're right. Say what you... I think you're right in what you're saying. Is that
so
it's just... it's part of the open... Is part of the... executive session? Is it all executive session? Wouldn't all be executive session?
Yeah, but why wouldn't it be an open meeting to discuss the things that we put into place?
Yes.
That would be the appropriate.
So we have that first?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. That would be the first thing on the agenda. Okay. And that way, if you ran out of time or you changed your minds or whatever, then you've got the executive session and you can do it or not.
Okay.
Yes. Is there other hands up?
Could I just add something to what Scott said? I think when you have discussions among yourselves in the board, and when you talk to us all, could you keep the town in mind? And could you say the town got very divided by your decision of firing Lindsay? By you, I mean the board. Could you keep the town in mind that you maybe need to do something so the town gets back together when you talk to each other? Not just hiring a new director, which I think you shouldn't have done your first decision in the first place, but since I don't know what the reason is, since it's never divulged, I think it's high time that you as a chairman and your board, since we need to do something to bring this town back together, because you have divided the town.
I have.
You yes. as a yes. decision.
The board did.
That's what she said. The board. I said that.
I want to clarify that the board is what you hold at fault for dividing the town.
Sorry, Harley. I'm sorry to contradict that. You have never given a reason. You hide behind counsel's advice.
No,
something is
the law. It's the law.
Okay, you're hiding behind the law.
Hiding behind the law or obeying the law?
You once told me that I have a silver tongue. And I thought it was funny.
You can go, there's a quorum still.
And I still think that. But I also know what I'm saying. And what I'm saying is that this decision that you all made,
yes,
you have divided the town. Ask anybody in the town. It's them versus us. Whatever it is, or us versus them. You need to think as a town. We need to come back together.
Did we fulfill the board's responsibility?
I don't see it yet. I haven't seen it yet. On every meeting, there is never a mention made about the town. Never. No. Can anybody remember?
Oh, the people of the town.
The people of the
town. Yes. Okay, gotcha. Yep.
We live in a lovely place with wonderful, good people. And I've lived here a lot longer than you have. And I'm grateful to live here. And this is not right. It's not right.
Blaming the board for fulfilling its fiduciary responsibility is not correct.
Until we know what went on.
Fiduciary responsibility.
I need to say.
Yeah.
And you should. You need to say something.
Harley.
You need to say.
Just let Barbara make her statement, because I think this, then, like, the argumentation is unhelpful, and it's not even all accurate. So, I wasn't part of the board. Let's just. Is anybody else? Thank you, Barbara. Does anybody else have any statements?
Does anyone want to make a motion to adjourn?
I will make a motion to just adjourn.
Is there a second?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you all.